Today's gospel is the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which comprises of chapters 5, 6, and 7 of St. Matthew's gospel. Today's gospel is the beginning of chapter 5, and it's the Beatitudes, which focuses on promises that God gives us, that we will be blessed and have happiness if we follow these out. While books have been written on each one of the Beatitudes, I'd like to focus on the seventh Beatitude. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Or if you're a Monty Python fan, blessed are the cheesemakers, right? So, but we'll stick to what the scriptures say, right? All right. So, to understand this beatitude, let's start by looking at this word peace. When I went to my secular dictionary, it was defined as a lack of something. Peace is the absence of dispute. It's the absence of war. While this is one definition, we also can understand peace as a more positive state, a state of wholeness, a state of tranquility. So when you greet someone and say, "Peace be with you," you are asking a blessing upon them. You are saying, "I hope you have the things in your life that you need to be whole, to be tranquil," and not just saying, "I'm not here to do you harm." So this beatitude is telling us that peace is a positive and not a negative state. This is an important distinction because if we just work for an absence of conflict, we're just setting ourselves up for more conflict. When we look at history and we see wars that have ended through a declaration of peace or a ceasefire, but they didn't address the underlying issues of war, guess what visits us again? War comes back again because peace was a negative, not a positive state. Think of relationships where you see people, they fight and they make up and they fight and they make, you're like, "Really? Again? You guys are fighting again?" Well, because they're not looking at the real issues that's underneath it, so that peace, a positive aspect of life, can be there. So the Beatitude said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." So maker is a person who makes something, right? Makes is this verb that says to bring about, to make something happen. So while it's nice to say, yes, give peace a chance, it's nice to want peace, this beatitude says the people who are blessed are those who make peace happen, those who work to bring about peace. Yes, God will move mountains, but we have to bring the shovels. So the first place we have to work on for peace is within ourselves. Because if you think about it, this is where we have probably ultimate power with God's help, of course. But we know that inner peace can be difficult at times. We have passions, we have desires, we have a will, all good things, by the way, but they have to be used appropriately. We know we live in a world where there is temptation and sin, both of which want to bring about conflict within ourselves, with God, and neighbor. Inner peace can be difficult because to have that, at times it means we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to deny ourselves at times, and we have to admit we are wrong at times and want to change. That is not always easy. Let's look at our first father, Adam, and his actions in the garden. Adam could not control himself. Then he could not take responsibility for his own actions. Then he wanted to blame God. He wanted to blame Eve. So we can see there was no peace in Adam, so he couldn't offer that peace to another. And conflict came into all of the relationships, self, neighbor, and God. Unfortunately, we are all sons and daughters of Adam. We all know that when we're having a bad day, probably not the best time to get into a conversation with somebody. Your head might get bitten off, right? However, we also have another father, a heavenly father up in heaven. This father says, "I want to give you love. I want to give you mercy. I want to give you forgiveness. I want to give you blessings. So that when you are in this state, when we are in this state, then we can share all of these wonderful things with each other. So Adam is the source of our conflict, but God the Father is the source of our inner peace. So the first thing we have to do is strive for that inner peace so we can offer it for others. It's only when we're in this peaceful relationship that we can go out and bring about peace to our world. This is important because, again, peace is an action. We have to go out and sometimes say, you know what? Things aren't right. We have to work for change. And we know that change is not always welcome. But we have to look at our world and say, these are the causes of conflict. These are the causes of division. And we must work to address and remedy them. So this means at times we have to upset the status quo. Now, unless you've lived in a cave for the past year and a half, the status quo has been upset in our world. We've just gone through an election cycle that will have poli-sci majors heads spinning until the second coming of Jesus Christ. We have a new administration, and as always, when there's a new sheriff in town, you can expect there to be changes. Over the past week around the world, we've had women's marches, we've had right-to-life marches, people out there wanting to say, hey, we need to bring about change. Now, what's very exciting is, for the most part, all of this has happened with very little physical violence. There were skirmishes here and there, but for the most part, there was not a lot of physical violence. And I think we have to be very proud of that, that we're able to get out there and voice without physically assaulting each other. But there is most definitely a lack of peace in our families, in our communities, and in our country. So how are to we become peacemakers? I think the most important thing we have to do is to learn how to talk to one another again, especially to talk to those people that we do not agree with. There's a great quote that's attributed to Aristotle that I think we should really embrace. I'm going to tweak it a little bit for our needs. Aristotle wrote, "It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it." I'd like to tweak that for today's beatitude. It is the mark of a peaceful mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. To entertain a thought without accepting it. Someone else's beliefs, no matter how much we disagree with them, should not affect our inner peace. Actions are a different topic. So if we're at peace with ourselves, then we should be able to listen to another person's ideas without melting down. There's too much self-righteous indignation over another people's ideas. There are 7 billion people on the planet. If you think all 7 billion people are going to agree with you, you are insane. We should be willing to be able to understand the other person's experience. There's too much name-calling and labeling. Gee, I never knew I was a homophobic, xenophobic, racist, bigot, and yes, my mother wears combat boots. Thank you for pointing that out for me. Now that you've had your fun, now can we have a conversation about the issues that are truly on hand? We should be able to find some common ground with the other person. St. Dominic is said to have one of the first encounters he had when he went out on his new mission was he was spending the night in an inn, and the innkeeper had embraced a heretical understanding of Christianity. So the story tells us that St. Dominic sat at the table with this man all night long, and the two of them had a conversation back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And in the morning, St. Dominic was able to bring this guy back to the true understanding of Christianity. So we have to stop lecturing one another and maybe just start listening to one another. Now, it's okay to challenge each other in our beliefs. It's also okay at the end of a conversation to say, you know what, we have to agree to disagree, but I don't hate you and I won't punch you as you walk away. We will have to come back at another time and maybe try to go again to see if we're able to close the gap in the disagreement that we may have. So blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So let us strive to be peacemakers. First and foremost, that means making peace with ourselves. If we are not right with ourselves, if we are not right with God, then we will never be able to be a peacemaker with our neighbor.